fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, I think we're having a lot of fun faux going on. All right, so not so much fun. Okay, I think this is really devastating. I mean, there's a lot of things that I do in my life where I feel, okay, I need to get used to having consequences for my behavior. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get it. I'm in my fourth decade. But when you're an infant, when you're a baby, you don't really understand consequences, and you also don't have control over your behaviors. But I think it's heartbreaking when babies are born through transmission of, either benign or neglect. With diseases like HIV, but we're going to talk about a baby that actually contracted. So gosh, Holly, what, I get so excited that I just start talking over myself.
It's exciting stuff though. Roll with it, honey. Roll with it.
Human immunodeficiency, meaning your immune system gets completely tanked by this virus. And it's a disease, HIV. Of course, we know it very, very well. It's been heavily connotated, but listen, viruses are what they are. If you've ever taken a microbiology class and, you go out, or they'll have you swab something like your cell phone or your picnic table that you eat lunch at every day, and you put it on a petri dish, and guess what? Stuff grows all over the place. We live amongst viruses, fungus, bacteria, all around us. But these viruses, HIV, but there was a baby that was actually cured with HIV. Yeah, what do you know about this?
What I know about this is that I critique the drug industry quite a bit, and I like to think that it's a little bit more balanced, my approach to critiquing the drug industry, because right now the drug industry as a whole does a lot of things that I disagree with. But the drugs that have been developed for HIV are breakthrough. They always have been. In fact, I did a charity ride from Fairbanks to Anchorage, Alaska, to raise money for an HIV vaccine, and I'm not a big proponent of most vaccines. I believe for HIV, though, it's the right, if we can develop it, it's great. You're right. Babies, my God, being born with HIV, very few diseases that you can come in with that are acquired, not genetic, that could be a worse scenario. Not only that, but the environments that they're usually in are places that are poverty-type environments. The chances of getting consistent care are so low. But what interested me about this is just a good story. This is just a great thing. Doctors in Mississippi, there was a high infection risk. There was a girl who was given to three standard HIV drugs instead of just the usual one, knowing that there was an exposure when she was just 30 hours old. 30 hours old.
Wow.
They also did it with a second girl as well. This appears to have, quote-unquote, blasted the virus into remission and prevented it from taking root into baby cells. Now they're 2-year-olds, and that's when they can kind of announce it. Now that they're two, this one girl from Mississippi that we've been talking about, oh, God, I've goofed this up. Now she's 2 years old. There's one girl that they did this on. Now that she's 2 years old, they can release the information. She is not HIV positive. After 2 years, she is functionally negative, and they are calling it a functional cure. Having goofed that up as much as possible, let me summarize it. The baby was born with HIV, tested positive repeatedly, given three drugs at 30 hours old, retested through the years, and at 2 years old is declared cured. This is breakthrough. This is something that can be delivered on a mass level. If we are suspicious that a baby has it, the three drugs can be administered. Also, she is functionally normal. The drugs do not appear to have hurt her cognitively, have not caused any limb malproduction or any organ malfunction. This is a perfectly normal, absolutely beautiful 2-year-old girl. And hey, for everybody out there that did an HIV walk, wore a ribbon, jogged in something, has raised money for Africa or whatever part, the Ryan White Foundation. As a physician, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because we don't get a lot of news like this anymore. A functional cure of a baby. I love it. I have a three-year-old, so, and you get pictures of my three-year-old all the time, so you're living her with me, Ollie. Is there anything better than saving a child?
No, I think it's awesome. And I also think that it gives some hope for what we can do with anybody, whether it's an infant, a zygote, you know, adolescent, young adult, et cetera, who comes down with something like this. I think there's some, I think that we can sort of dive into the medical aspects around it and see what's going on and what we can learn.
Yeah, and it teaches us something. And just to let you know, listeners, babies and children can handle a lot more sort of drug pharmaceutical punishment, per se, meaning that when kids have really bad late-stage leukemia, we can hit them with a lot more chemotherapy and that they can live through than, let's say, a 50-year-old. So we didn't know that about HIV drugs. We were scared to give them more to eradicate the disease. Now with this two-year-old Mississippi girl, we know that these babies can handle it. And we know that it's worth the risk to give them these three drugs to eradicate the disease, because we're almost to a predictable outcome of, hey, we give these three drugs within the first 30 hours, we're going to expect this outcome. And we simply just didn't know that with HIV. Who's the first one that's going to try it with their kid, right, Holly? Who's the first one to say, okay, I'll be the first with my HIV positive kid, go ahead, try some experiment on them. But somebody had to take that step. Somebody had to put that foot in the water. And now we have a protocol. Now we can build on it. And now the children don't have to be punished for what happened to the parents. I'm not saying the sins of the parents, but I'm saying for what happened to the parents.
Exactly. No, I think it's a great point. And, you know, once again, it's like you have to understand, it's like this was a baby that was cured of something that we've been trying to find the cure for a long time.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, world medicine and cost, the cost of an HIV patient, when now that we can have a generation of babies that will not be adult HIV infected people, we can shift that money, that limited resource, over to so many other places. We still haven't gotten rid of malaria, polio, building water, building river. All of these resources in these countries where a lot of these things are happening are limited. Now we can shift that over. So there's the ripple effect. This two-year-old from Mississippi, this ripple effect changes medicine. The two-year-old from Mississippi might make it so 1,000 girls in Africa no longer are raised with HIV, and that now they're going to get a school from the money, right? Everything's 7 degrees of separation. Now there's a school being built because they didn't have to have money for medical care, that they could educate these women, and now we go in a positive direction. There's not a lot of great positives going on out there in medicine. There's a lot in the natural world, but in the drug world, there isn't. This is huge, and it shifts everything from resources to mindset. Isn't it nice to know that a baby can be cured now?
All right, I think so, but I'm sorry. I just have to bring up my devil's advocate here, or whatever it's called. I think that that is a very reasonable way of looking at something like this. It's very exciting, very contained, and very forward thinking as far as how can we progress on what we know? How can we grow? I think we were put on this earth to grow and become. But let's just talk about it. And I never thought I would have this type of language that I kept pounding over and over again. But will the industry about us get in the way? Will we get fear-based that if we actually cure something, will there be revenue lost on medications to sustain the illness?
Oh, God, that's true.
I'm asking that question because it's like, I think it happens all the time. I think we have the answers for the cure of most things, but I think we get blocked because there's an industry that's being managed and marketed and the profits are unbelievable. Unbelievable. So there's no money in wellness, baby. There just isn't.
Yeah. I'm going to hold out my
All
hopes
right.
that this is going to stick around.
Well, I think that it's a grassroots movement, meaning individual by individual, we take inspiration from a baby with HIV being cured, and we start talking to the people that we think it matters. Local organizations and then beyond, because that's how we roll at Radio MD. We're going to stay well.